Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for May 2nd to the 8th, 2015. Palestinians say the new right-wing Israeli government is not hopeful for peace. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank leave at least 5 injured civilians this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. As a result, many civilians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum, scores of civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized there. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. In central West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the residents of Al-Nabi Saleh village and their supporters at the village entrance and forced them back. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. Also on Friday, at the nearby villages of Bilayn and Na'ilin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. Moreover, at the village of Al-Ma'sara, near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, soldiers attacked the villagers and their international supporters as soon as they reached the entrance of the village and forced them back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajjar.
The Palestinian Authority, factions, and politicians all agree that the emerging Israeli coalition government is not hopeful for peace. Meanwhile, Lebanon is now attempting to bridge the gap between the rival Palestinian parties. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
Spokesperson for the Palestinian presidency, Nabila Bourdain, says that the upcoming new Israeli government is an extremist one and would not likely help push the peace process forward. Abu Rudena reaffirmed previous Palestinian positions regarding ways to restore peace talks with Israel. These include halt of illegal Israeli settlement activities on occupied Palestinian territories, cease of Israeli frequent attacks on Palestinian areas, including the Gaza Strip, and Israeli acceptance of a two-state solution. In the meantime, other Palestinian parties, mainly leftist and Islamist, believed the same. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine did not dismiss the possibility that Israel will attack the Gaza Strip again soon in an attempt to undermine any chances for peace in the region. This week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu formed his new government following the last parliamentary elections. A number of his new cabinet are known for being opponent to peace with Palestinians based on a two-state solution envisioned by Washington long ago. On a related note, some political analysts suggest that Netanyahu will likely buy time in the upcoming period until the term in office for U.S.'s President Barack Obama comes to an end. They believe that Netanyahu will offer a way out based on a long-time Arab States peace initiative to avoid direct contacts with Palestinians. In other news, Lebanese President Nabih Berri met in Beirut this week with representatives of both rival Palestinian factions, the Islamist Hamas and Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Berri was reported to have urged both parties to expedite implementation of a long-awaited national unity deal. Musa Abu Marzouk of Hamas and Azam Al-Ahmad of Fatah demonstrated optimism, saying that their parties would be able to sort out some obstacles soon. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Yeah. Israel's Navy attacks on Palestinian fishermen continued this week. Meanwhile, at least 3 civilians were injured by army gunfire during invasions targeting West Bank communities. Moreover, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 50 civilians, including 5 children from the West Bank this week. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
A young Palestinian man was shot and injured on Monday at dawn by Israeli army in Beit Furik town, east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Many more residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere on Monday, fire erupted in a northern Jordan Valley grazing land after Israeli army embarked on live ammunition military training in the area, according to local sources. The fire engulfed large tracts of lands used for grazing animals. Local sources added that the army denied locals from accessing their land to put out the fire. On Sunday, Israeli military drills near Nablus caused significant damage to hundreds of dunams of Palestinian-owned land. Later in the week, one Palestinian civilian was seriously injured, 7 others kidnapped by Israeli troops during invasions targeting West Bank communities on Thursday at dawn. Soldiers invaded the Al-Fara refugee camp near the northern West Bank city of Nablus and clashed with dozens of local youth, seriously wounding one Palestinian and kidnapped another. Medical sources said the soldiers shot Rabia Jamal Mubarak, 22, with 2 live rounds to the back and abdomen, and that the young man was moved to the Rafidia hospital in Nablus, suffering a serious but stable injury. Later on Thursday, a young man was injured after being struck by a speeding Israeli settlement bus near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian medical sources have reported that Kadim Kudemat, 22 years of age, suffered a moderate injury and was moved to the Arab Society Hospital for rehabilitation in the West Bank city of Beit Jala near Bethlehem. In Gaza this week, Israeli soldiers opened fire on Thursday at dawn on a number of Palestinian farmers east of Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Local sources said that the live rounds were fired from military towers surrounding the Kisuvim base across the border fence with Gaza. Farmers were forced to leave their lands, fearing additional military escalation. Meanwhile, also on Thursday, Israeli Navy ships fired rounds of live ammunition targeting a number of fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters. One of the boats was damaged nearly 4 miles from the Gaza coast, and the fishers had to swim back to shore to avoid further Navy fire. Earlier in the week, 2 Palestinian children were injured as a leftover Israeli explosive device blew up in eastern Gaza City on Wednesday. Over 7,000 unexploded ordnance were left throughout the Gaza Strip following last summer's war between Israel and Palestinian militant groups, according to the officials of the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for the Palestinian Territories, OCHA. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 2nd to the 8th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.